Welcome all. My name's David Gibson, and I'm a transformed being from the from the World Sound Healing Conference we just had. It was a really amazing experience. We had just had 4 days, actually about 8 days of workshops in here in San Francisco, and it was just the most amazing experience. There were so many people just living or just being in joy, and so much information. It was just a transforming experience, maybe just because I was getting hugs every 5 minutes. It was really, really quite amazing. But there was just so much information, you know, and it really just made people realize that the world is really going to change here very, very soon because of what's going on in the field of sound healing. And it's not just in one area. It's in such a wide range of areas. I mean, you know, it ranges from just people being able to relax and get rid of stuck emotions in their selves using sound, using toning and chanting, using bija mantras, using a wide range of vocal techniques. Chloe Goodchild even talked about a new technique for resolving conflicts when you're in a conflict with a mate or someone with sound. There's a full range of techniques that are just for your own transformation, your own peace of mind. And then there were a lot of techniques presented for helping people with emotional issues. There was the Zaito booth that had, we actually had 32 exhibitors, and the Zaito booth actually was probably one of the highlights that were people were talking about. They actually take the sound of your voice, and they'll actually, I haven't actually done it, but it's just what I heard from people. They take this, they ask you different questions about emotional things that might bring up emotional issues, such as your childhood or your father or your mother, and then that resonates through your system, and they amplify that, actually. They create a resonant loop, and it amplifies that issue, so you can then deal with it with the sound. And people are saying that within 10 minutes they're able to release emotional issues. And so there was also Acutonics did a workshop, and they will probably be doing a lot more workshops at our school at Globe Institute. And then there was a lot of people talking about the medical field as well and what's going on in the medical field. And it's just changing dramatically. So I'm kind of high from that and feeling really connected to humanity in a large way. And so I want to share a bit of that. Normally what I do on the program here is we'll set an intention. And that intention for tonight is being one with each other. What I've realized is if we could just all be in that place where we know we are one with each other, then it's a done deal. We're all connected. There's no more war. There's no more conflict. Because when you get to that place, it's we're all one. The only problem is there are hardly any techniques. In fact, most people aren't able to get to that place. In fact, it's only rarely that I actually am in that place. I can mentally know that I'm one with everybody. But it seems like very few people. I've been polling different people in groups, large groups that have been in workshops with me. And it's really less than like a third of the people are able to go into a place where they feel one with everybody. So that's our main intention, is to bring us into a place where we know where we are one with each other. And it's interesting because, you know, sound and toning together, or even chanting together, or even listening to music together, when the music or toning or chanting ends and there is that silence, there is a moment or that is the time when we are all connected. It's amazing. At our concert, we had the concert with 60 musicians on Friday night, and at the end of the Pachelbel Canon, which I want to play here in just a minute, the entire audience was toning at the end of the entire concert for about 5 minutes. And when we stopped, there was another 5 minutes of perfect silence with about 500 people in the room. And there's nothing like that. When you have 500 people aligned in their heart rate, their EEG rate, and perfect peace, which is, of course, a frequency humming, then it's the most amazing. That's the closest exercise I know of that brings people into oneness. There seems to be very few exercises. And, you know, I think the reason that is because generally, you know, what people say, especially people like Alice Bailey and such, is that you have to raise to a higher level of consciousness before you can really be in that level of oneness with people. And it often they say it even takes many, 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 like even 1,000 lifetimes to get to that place. The good news is I believe that we're all expanding at a very fast rate now and accelerating so that we can all get to that place much quicker now. Generally, what Alice Bailey from the Ageless Wisdom says is that in order to go through, to get to that place where we're all one, you have to have the initiation where you get your emotions in check. It's the emotional initiation where your whole emotional body is no longer ruling you. You are not on the roller coaster anymore. And, you know, at the conference, I got one of the best examples of that was at the workshop with Tom Kenyon. Tom Kenyon seems to be absolutely not on the roller coaster of emotions, unless he does it at home in secret, you know. You know, he's totally, totally centered in his work and what he's doing, and doesn't seem to be caught up in any emotions. In fact, I asked him, you know, what do you even do when somebody comes to you and says, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, you're so wonderful. You're so incredible for the work you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you and everything. And he says something like, oh, I ignore them. Because that's the ego bringing that in, and that creates an emotional issue. So that was a good example of keeping emotions in check, for me at least. Then the next step is getting your mental body in place. And, you know, Don Campbell has been talking about the Mozart effect and how that can help your mental acuity. And, in fact, it's been proven in research that if you teach kids music theory under the age of 12, that they will actually have they will be able to learn better in their lifetime. And so sound, you know, there are a lot of techniques that we use, and Dr. Jeffrey Thompson has talked about as far as that will help with mental acuity as well. And you know, because a lot of it is when you are unclear or confused or you get into mental traps, then it causes emotional distress, and then that brings you down from that high frequency that we're all would naturally be in. So then the third stage is to go into spirit, and they say that the crucifixion of Christ was the outward showing of that going into spirit, of that third initiation. And that's when you become one with everybody. But a lot of us have that glimpse. You know, we all know that we are one. And so toning, I think, is the best way to do it with groups of people, as far as I know. There's a few other techniques I've heard of, but that's really the one that's closest, when you get to that space where there's silence together. You know, what I want to do right now, so anyway, our intention for the entire time here is for us to find that place where we are all one. Mm-hmm. I now want to play for you Pachelbel Canon with Daniel Tobiaca playing in the background from the San Francisco Symphony, and the vocals on top are Silvina Vergara, who's one of our instructors at the Institute. There's one thing interesting about this song. There was a little section in the song where Silvina started channeling a six-year-old. And the interesting thing about this channeling is the energy that was coming from the six-year-old was that of a kid that was working so hard to get it right. And it just really touched my soul. And I think it, you know, I think it touches a lot of people, of all the people that have worked so hard to be good, to get it right, to do it, you know, the best they can. And they work so hard, they stressed over it so much, you know, because it's such a major stressor in our life instead of just being who we are. And so it makes you want to have compassion for this little kid that's just trying so hard to get it right. So let's listen to Pachelbel. This is about a 10-minute song, and then we'll continue. Enjoy and be one with all. Are you there? Are you there, moderator? Moderator. Well, maybe we could just all hum along. Maybe we'll just keep talking until he comes back and we can play the Pachelbel. Are you there? Hello. Well, I guess we'll just continue here. The, you know, the interesting thing about Pachelbel, and if the moderator comes on, you know, let me know. Jump in here and let me know. The interesting thing about Pachelbel is it's probably one of the top songs for people who listen to it, where people cry. I think there's a higher percentage of people crying on Pachelbel Canon than any other song. It's also probably the number one song for marriages, and also a lot of people play it for funerals. In fact, I've had a couple of people that I played it for on our sound tables with speakers, and they've had a problem with it because one woman said it was played at her wedding and she didn't really like her ex anymore. And then another person said it was played at her father's funeral. So it kind of got a little stigma there. But, you know, I always thought, you know, why is it that people cry? What is it about that song? There's something about the song that brings out the heart energy, the love. And, you know, I think the reason people cry, and this is the way I cry, is when they realize how little love they've been giving and receiving, how little love they have in their life. Years ago, I mentioned this before, but it was about 7 or 8 years ago, I had an experience where I went out of my body. And I was floating above my body, and I was in a total space of love. And I was able to see the love in the world and see all the love in my life. It was really, really interesting because I was able to really basically put a scale on how much love I was receiving, and also how much love I was giving in my life from different people in my life. And I just saw that, you know, there's an epidemic of people not loving. I mean, just unbelievable how much people don't love. And you know, people are just really scared to love because it opens them up, especially in the city when anybody loves, you know, it can be an issue. If we have a moderator there, maybe this is a good time to play Pachelbel. Hello, 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 hello. Are you there? Looks like. Hi there. I'm back. The frequency of love. You know, we're working on a workshop right now. In fact, this is really my mission right now. And if anybody has any ideas, I welcome you to give me a call at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We're working on a workshop and a whole treatment system for activating the heart and activating love. You know, I believe if we could open up that channel so where we could bring love in from above, some call it the water of life, then, you know, I think that's one of the biggest frustrations that people have on Earth. If you're living in love, there's very little you can be frustrated with because you're so happy. So, you know, one way to do it is to use your intention and make a sound and simply bring love into your heart. I've mentioned before that my teacher has told me that love actually comes, the divine love, that is, comes in through the thymus and comes down the thymus through your body into your heart. Personal love actually comes in at a much lower level. But divine love, I mean, a lot of people they have that channel open where they can bring divine love in at any time. But, you know, it's really a good one to practice so that you're never alone again. You know, all abandonment issues go away when you can connect to that spirit of love. And, you know, it's interesting because what is it? Where does it come from? I mean, it's different. It's a different frequency than just spirit coming in from above, it seems. Love, I see it as a very specific frequency that is flowing. It's not just a note. It's not just a stagnant note. It's actually a form of energy that's flowing in. And when you find that opening, and that energy will just pour in. Of course, you know, the entire field, we were talking about this with Jan a couple of weeks ago, the entire field of religion is all about opening up that water of life. I mean, you know, the whole thing with Christ and Christ's love is, you know, bringing Jesus into your heart. That's all about opening up that channel, except we've gotten a little astray with the whole religion thing. So the trick is to learn to be able to bring that in. Let me do a little demonstration, and maybe you can all join me if you like, if you're in a place where you can join. And I'll just do like about 15 or 30 seconds, and we'll bring in love from above. Let me go ahead and start with a little bit of toning. And intention, it will be present. And we'll ask some help from some higher beings here to help us all bring love in above, from above. It's a higher frequency that comes just from above or wherever. But you can always sometimes use a little help from those little guys up there. So, here we go. No. you know, one of the best ways to bring love in is to think of a baby. And to think of a mother's love for her baby. But, you know, divine love is a much, even a much bigger frequency that you can bring in. So, so your homework for the rest of your life, if you can't already do this, is to definitely work on this, practice it, just practice, practice, practice until you can bring that frequency in. Set your intention and make a sound and focus on a time when you've felt love, a deep love, and may it enter. So we're working on a workshop to bring this love in at any time. And we're also working on treatments that that will be done at various spas across the nation. We've hooked up with some major spas, and we're going to be doing research now with various heart monitors and EEG to really refine a technique to be able to access love. So if anybody, you know, has any ideas they'd like to share, you know, definitely email us or give us a call, not while we're on the air here, though, of course. And, I think if we can even get to the point where you could play something and be able to connect to divine love, even 30% of the time, we could really make a major impact here. You know, I wanted to explain a little bit about what we do at the Globe Sound Healing Institute, because a few weeks ago we went through it, but found out later that we actually weren't on the air. So I wanted to go through it a bit in case you don't know too much about the field of sound healing, or in case you do and you just want a different perspective. What we teach at the Globe Sound Healing Institute here in San Francisco. First of all, we've got a certificate program in sound healing approved by the state of California, and we have a one-year associate degree or a year-and-a-half associate degree program. The certificate program is offered in two different versions. One version is a five-week version that is 6 days a week, day and night for 5 weeks. It's really designed so people can fly in from around the country or around the world and take the program and be done and not have to move to San Francisco. And we can help with a little bit of housing as well. We have some connections that we can turn you on to. And that starts June 18th. And, you know, it's intensive. It's very intense. It's day and night. And at first we thought we were going to kill people when we first set it up. But what happens is when you do sound for a couple of weeks straight, you get in the zone. And so what happens is people go through major transformations. So that's happening June 18th to the July 23rd. Then we have the four-month version that starts September 4th and in January. And that's generally 3 to 4 nights a week, and then some weekends, about 6 weekends over the 4 months. And each one of these certificate programs is the first semester of the associate degree program. So what we do in the program is we have a full range of different aspects that we go into, everything that is going on in sound healing. We start off with the physics of sound because, you know, it's really important to understand the harmonic structure of sound that makes up sound in the first place. Sound is actually made up of quite a few frequencies that make up the timbre of any sound. The timbre is basically just the sound that makes up the sound. It's why one sound is different from another sound. It's why my voice is different from your voice. It's why a flute is different than a guitar or an accordion. You know, it's why each sound is different from each other. That's the timbre. And timbre is made up of harmonics. Harmonics are actually pure tones, like a tuning fork. I've got a tuning fork here. Check this out. Whoa. (laughs) that is one frequency, just about. Tuning forks still have a couple of harmonics, but it's almost a sound with no harmonics, one frequency. And every other sound just about in the world is made up of multiple frequencies. So if I go, I sounds like I'm singing one frequency, but I'm not. There's actually a whole range of frequencies. There's like 9 different notes in there that are actually that I'm actually making. And I can actually change, move my mouth around, change the placement of my tongue to bring out those different notes. People who do overtone singing are really good at this. I'm pretty good. Check it out. Somewhat pretty good sometimes. Anyway, all of those different notes that make up the sound, each one of those notes are based on the main root frequency that I'm singing. So say I'm singing an A. I'm going, and that frequency is 80 hertz, say. Well, each of the harmonics are mathematical multiples. So the second pure note that is above that is going to be 160 hertz. The next one above that is 240. The next one, 320, 400, 480, 560. And they go up based on mathematical multiples, 1 times, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. So all sound is made of these harmonics. Just about all sound in the world except noise is made up of harmonics. And when you tune into these harmonics, well, let me backtrack. Each of these harmonics is based on mathematical multiples, and the distance between the planets is based on the exact same structure, mathematical multiples. So when you tune into the harmonic structure of sound, you're tuning into the solar system. Also, it's also found in chakras. It's found in the frequencies of different etheric bodies around the body. It's also the same mathematical structure is found inside the weight of each vertebrae, and it's found inside the nucleus, or not nucleus, inside the atom of every single atom. There is a structure that is very similar to a solar system that is based exactly on this same mathematical structure that is found in sound. So when you listen to any sound, it actually ties you into this mathematical structure that is tied into nature, that is tied into every cell in your body. Now, what's interesting, before the 1700s, just about every single culture in the world had tuning systems that were based on this harmonic structure. Every single note in the scale, of the 12 notes, was actually tuned to one of the harmonics. So every time they played a song or any music, it resonated every cell in your body. It resonated with the entire universe. It resonated with even the crop circles. they have found the harmonic structure in the crop circles as well. So around 1700, Bach came up with the tempered scale, so you could go from one key to another. When you're playing in the just intonation, which is based on the harmonic structure, or Pythagorean, which is also based on the harmonic structure, you can't go from key to key. And so back in the 1700s, they actually invented pianos where the keys would actually move over so they could change key. A harp actually has pedals where it can change key. But it was a real problem, because so when they had a symphony come out, they couldn't go from one key to another. If they changed keys, they had to have another violin tuned to that key, because it wouldn't work in the ancient tuning system. So he came up with the equal tempered scale, so we could change tunings or go from key to key. And, you know, that kind of opened up our whole world of music. But it got us away from nature in sound. So a lot of people, in fact, quite a lot of people in this field, are just adamant about having sound that is actually tuned to the harmonic structure. So it's actually tied into your whole system and tied into nature. It resonates you in a much, much deeper level. Now, that's not to say that you should throw out all your CDs, because almost every CD you got is tuned to equal temperament. You know, because there's more than just intonation. More than just intonation. There are a wide range of other things that affect us deeply. It's nice when you get all of these things aligned in the music or in the sound. These include your intention. It has been proven by many people now. There's been a lot of research and using a lot of different systems that actually have proven that your intention affects every cell of your body. We had Dr. Emoto at the Masaru Emoto at the conference, and he of course has shown that your intention will affect the structure of water and also different music as well. So if you just set your intention on anything you do, then that absolutely affects it at a cellular level. There was another workshop at the conference that was quite incredible with Stuart Grace Green, and it showed how intention works at a cellular level based on quantum physics. And it was really, really quite amazing, because really our cells are made to be based on intention. So that's another aspect. If you can hold your intention still, that's really an amazing thing. So there are also, you know, the quality of the music, the quality of the recording, the quality of the performance. There's a lot of things that make a difference as to how much the music affects you, besides just the tuning, the way the tuning system that the music is done in. So, you know, it's really nice when you get all of that aligned, and that's another aspect we teach at the school is music production. If you are into that side, you can take the classes without getting into music production at all, and do more natural sound as well. We have another class at the school that is really quite amazing, and that's sound and nature. The one thing I learned about from that class is that nature opens you up. When you go into nature, your ears open. You start listening for more subtle, more and more subtle sounds until you hear, you know, tiny crickets. You know, you listen closer and closer, and your ears are just like opening, which opens up every part of your being. Then when you go into the city, just a car driving by shuts you down. You know, sirens, I mean, it doesn't take much for your ears to shut down. So that's a very major aspect. But, you know, there's a whole secret world going on. And I want to play about 30 seconds of a CD that is of crickets. But this is of crickets slowed down. First of all, you'll hear crickets, the normal crickets, but the angel choir, it sounds like an angel choir underwater. These crickets, that's actually crickets slowed down electronically. And as you'll hear, there's a whole beautiful harmonic world going on that nature is has going on that we often miss. If my moderator is there, if you can go ahead and play the crickets for us, that would be really, really great. Are you there, Don?
This was the way of it. Let the story fires be lighted. Let our circle be strong and full of medicine. Hear me. This is my dream song that I am singing for you. This is my power song that has taken me to the edge. This is my talking birth song for a new day. This is rock medicine, the talking tree, the singing water. Listen, I am dancing underneath you. It is a memory. It is a river. It is a chant. It is a canoe on a river. It is a memory of long ago. It is an arrow in port. It is a medicine story. It is what happened long ago. It is a bead in a story bell. It is a memory. It is what has been forgotten. It is a campfire. It is the smell of sweet grass and cedar and prayers lifted to sky fire. It is a way, a tradition, the way it was always done by the people. It is a campfire. It is a feeling of warmth and the sound of voices. Listen, I am dancing underneath you. I am dancing on the shore of the river in the moonlight, calling you to the campfire to sit with the people and remember. Thank you.
wow, nature has a whole secret world going on that's singing to us. Crickets. Those are all crickets. There were no other sounds on there except crickets. So that's our sound in nature class. We also have a whole program on, or whole class on music theory. But it's music theory based on the harmonic structure, because that's what's inside of us, not music theory based on notes on a scale or notes on a staff, you know, which is, you know, and you better get it right, or you better learn which notes are which, or she'll be in trouble, or you won't get a bad grade. No, it's about the notes inside of us. The notes inside of us that are humming inside of us right now. We also have a whole, quite a few classes of people that actually teach toning, chanting, bija mantras. We have a class that teaches how to release stuck emotions. We have a class that teaches how to release pain. And, you know, the basic technique with this is really to focus on where the emotion or the pain is inside your body. Figure out where it seems to, maybe it's focused. I mean, if it's pain, it's pretty easy. But if it's an emotion, then it might be a little harder. But, you know, try to tune into where it is. And then try and make the sound of that pain or that emotion. Now, there's no right way to do this. You know, there's, you know, it's not like you can get it right or wrong. And you play with it, you know, because, you know, if you're angry about something or frustrated, it might be like, but, you know, when you make this sound, transform that sound, work on the sound intensely as whatever the sounds, the emotion or pain sounds like, and then transform it into a really sweet, loving sound. So basically what you're doing is you're releasing the emotion or the pain and replacing it with a loving spiritual or spirit energy. So it's like, again, holding your intention for being able to release this energy and bring in a fresh energy, whatever you would like, love or peace or whatever, or just cells humming at the way they should be humming, naturally. So we teach that. We teach also a technique on how to use the voice to heal other people and to heal yourself. We also teach a whole course on with Randy Masters on the structure of sound in relation to sacred geometry. We have another whole course in sacred geometry because, you know, sacred geometry is actually music in form. You can actually mathematically take any sacred geometry form, technically any form, and transfer it into sound. You can measure the sides of one or one side of a pyramid and say that's a length of 2 feet. And the other side of the pyramid is a length of 3 feet. Well, that's actually a musical interval of a fifth. So all geometrical forms actually transfer into sound. And when you get the relation between them, there's a magic key that opens up. Mm-hmm. Then there's also a class on, there's the main class that ties it all together are the labs, where we actually practice sound healing techniques on each other. And if you're into the music production side, then we actually do music productions based on all of the information we've learned from all the other classes. And, you know, we teach how to use tuning forks. We teach how to use voice analysis techniques where you can analyze people's voices and get information and do a treatment based on that. We also have sound tables at the school, massage tables with speakers in it that vibrate people intensely. So there's a full range. If you're interested, you can check out soundhealingcenter.com or send us an email at, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or call 415-777-2-HUM. That's 2-H-U-M. Or 415-777-2486. So, you know, really what sound healing is about is really two things, and I've talked about this before, but, you know, it's becoming more and more important now. It's not just about healing and finding an issue and resolving it, which is really a large part of that's good, because, you know, Tom Kenyon does that so well. He is so good at helping people release stuck energy or anything that's blocking your path. But, you know, also a lot of it is just, instead of even dealing with blockages, if you just go straight to the source, you know, and connect with spirit through sound. You know, it's interesting. You know, this is, let me give you some more homework if you would like. Homework for the rest of your life. Find all of the music that you have that connects you not just to heart, not just makes you mellow or feel good, but connects you to spirit. Start tuning into the music that really connects you to spirit. And sometimes you might find that it's music that you've listened to a lot, but you never thought of it in that light. And then start thinking of it as an avenue to connect to spirit. And it's just a little higher frequency than that heart frequency. And just, you know, use your music that you've got and just start looking for music that allows you to connect to spirit. Okay? So, because that's a large part of sound healing, is just raising consciousness and connecting to spirit. You know, I think pretty soon we're going to be able, I really think we're going to be able to bypass all of this healing shit and just go straight to the source. Okay. Now, I have one more song I want to play for you. And this is also an interesting technical thing that's been done behind this song. There's a guy named Paul White. He is now called Lumen. And he actually has done a lot of major soundtracks. And he has come up with a technique for recording thought forms. And what he does is he created this system where there are electrodes that connect to your brain, and these electrodes go into a mic preamp with a tube in it that's got a special gas in it. And it allows him to be able to record thought forms he uses Pro Tools. He had to modify his computer program, Pro Tools, to be able to do it. And therefore, he's able to record people meditating. And so what he did is he recorded Deva Premal, who's singing on this song, meditating on receiving love. Then he recorded another track of her meditating on transmitting love. And then he recorded a third track of her meditating on being one with the universe. And he took those three tracks of, which are not sound, but a higher frequency vibration, and put them behind the music. So behind the song you're about to hear, there is a whole nother frequency of vibrations going on of receiving love, transmitting love, and being one with the universe. And the beauty about this is also it's just one of the most beautiful songs in the world. And it's also Deva Premal has a very pure intention of when she's singing this song as well. So there's a lot going on in this song. And I hope you enjoy it. And I don't know if we're going to have time to come back. If not, may you take this energy of being one with all into the evening, into the next day, and through the weekend, through next week, through the month, through the years, and through many lifetimes. And God bless. Here we have, hopefully, Deva Premal. It's the second song off of the Embrace album. Enjoy.
Oh, no.